You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert, Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
When heat and humidity reach dangerous levels, older people are more at risk for dehydration and heat exhaustion. Dr. Ronan Factura with the Cleveland Clinic says the risk is greater because we don't sweat as much as we age.
There's changes in the skin that occur. The sweat glands don't work as well. Your body's ability to regulate temperatures goes down, and activation of the sweat glands also becomes impaired as a result. Now, on top of that, you may be taking medications that affect your ability to sweat too.
Dr. Fantora says it's important to pay close attention to the signs that the heat may be getting the best of you.
If you're feeling tired or fatigued, dizzy, it's time for you to take a break, sit down, you know, and relax, drink some more fluids. And if there's any signs of confusion, these are all signs that you probably are being overexposed.
Some 3 out of 10 Americans lie to their dentists about flossing. Dr. Janet Otomo-Corgell of the American Association of Periodontology says that's what a recent Harris poll shows.
27% of U.S. adults are not honest about flossing. The data also said they would rather do something unpleasant, like washing a sink full of dirty dishes or cleaning a toilet versus flossing.
Dr. Otomo-Corgell isn't sure why, but says it makes no sense to lie to your dentist because he or she can tell exactly what you've been doing and how often by looking inside your mouth. She also says flossing is an important weapon in keeping periodontal disease at bay and mentions some other surprising risk factors.
It can increase your risk for other systemic diseases, for example, heart disease, pneumonia, preterm low birth weight babies.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the 4 top email marketing trends, why marketing is getting personal, why you should promote yourself like Amway, 7 great ways to improve your content marketing strategy, and the top 10 reasons your brand needs to be on Facebook. It's Thursday, July 16th, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot. It's a little after noon o'clock, and that means one thing on a Thursday. It's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business, and for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows current temperature is 73 degrees at 12:05. Today, it'll be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 81 degrees and a low of 58. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 83 and a low of 65, a chance of a passing late-night shower. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm throughout the day and evening with a high of 87 and a low of 69. Sunday, we'll have periods of sun with thundershowers in the evening and a high of 91 and a low of 70. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is up 37.25 to 18,087.42. The NASDAQ is up 54.20 to 5152.89. S&P 500 is up 14.46 to 2121.86. Oil is down 14 cents to $51.27 per barrel. And gold is down $3.90 to $1,143.50 an ounce.
Did you bring the cavalry?
Woman, I am the cavalry.
Yes, I am. And the cavalry has ridden into town. It's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. I'm so glad that you could join us once again. Whole lot to talk about this week. We've got a lot of different topics to do. Last week we had a great show, probably the most listeners we've ever had tuning in to Taking Care of Business as we were watching the metrics during the show. And then also on the archive, and remember, you can always check any of our shows out here at 100 and Chamber Radio by going to the 100 and Chamber Radio website, 100andchamberradio.com, and then looking at the archive page, finding your host or program that you're most interested in, and then clicking on that archive, and the MP3 file will play for you in its entirety. So glad that everybody was able to join us last week. Glad that we've had so many hits on the archive page. And just to remind you what we were talking about, we had a letter from another Crown Trophy store, or I guess we have to call them emails now. We can't call them letters. So I got an email from another Crown Trophy store owner who had asked the question, what do you do when you have an unsatisfied customer? How do you repair that fractured relationship? And then how do you train your staff to do the same in your absence? So we spent pretty much the whole hour on that topic and got a lot of great feedback. A lot of folks either emailing me, texting me, making comments on Facebook or on Twitter, saying that they really enjoyed the program, that there was a lot of great, insightful information in there. So they thanked me for that. And it's great. That's what this program is all about. So that's why I was excited that people really responded as they did. Now, next week, on Tuesday, we're going to fire up the old Crown Trophy of Flemington jet and fly down to Delray Beach, Florida. We're going to land in West Palm Beach, Florida, and then head over to Delray Beach to the Marriott. And that's where we're going to be attending the Crown Trophy annual meeting. And this is where most of the franchisees will come together. And it's a pretty well-stocked program because from the time you arrive, you're in either educational seminars, we have a trade show, there's an awards dinner. And then there's a lot of breakout sessions, and I think that's where I get the most out of this, is going to the breakout sessions, talking with other store owners. And this is what's nice about this is that I can pick the brain of store owners in Massachusetts. I can do it from the guys in Vermont. I can talk with store owners in California, Kentucky, Maryland. Doesn't matter where they are, but what's nice is I get a sense of what's going on around the entire country. And one of the things that we've talked about, and I think just about every franchisee in any organization talks about, is pricing. And there are some very sharp differences around the country in what you can charge. And we're fortunate here in New Jersey and in the New York metro and the New England area that we can charge just a little bit more than our friends in the South and the Midwest. But the problem is, of course, everything else in this area is so much more expensive than those areas. So when you make the argument, we need to raise our prices, all of the Midwest stores and the South stores start screaming, saying, we can't do that. We can't support that. Our customers won't pay those prices. So it's an interesting dichotomy, that an argument that we bat around just about every year. We've developed some great friendships over the years, so it's going to be good to see everybody again. And, of course, this will be the first meeting since one of our store owners passed away last year. So it'll be bittersweet. I just spoke to his wife the other day and was helping her out on a sign job. And you know, it'll be great to see her. And I told her, I said, be prepared because, you know, 150 store owners, there's a good chance you're going to, you know, get hugged tremendously. And she goes, well, she's welcoming that opportunity. So we're all good with that. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the chamber staff here to replay the show from last week, next week. So in case you missed it, and we'll promote it It's a good show. I listened to it again. It was a good content that we had. And again, business owners, not just in the trophy industry, but in other retail sectors, were talking to me saying, you hit the nail on the head. You were talking about things that I never even considered doing. And when I mentioned that so many business owners always want to be right, that then, and sometimes it's best, you know, sometimes I think the tagline I use was sometimes you have to lose in order to win. Well, one retailer in my shopping center came up to me after the show and said, I've never looked at it like that. I always look like I have to win. So I'm so glad that you pointed that out. Getting closer to my wife's birthday. It's going to be August 1st, as it is every year. And very happy that I was able to, on my own, come up with a really cool idea for her birthday. And I gave her present a few weeks early, but we were out at a restaurant last year in a town called Kingston, New Jersey. I didn't even know there was a Kingston, New Jersey. But we go to this great restaurant, excellent food. We're sitting outdoors. You can see the stars. And then strung throughout the back patio were these things called Edison lights, which are these clear incandescent light bulbs. And they don't give off much light, but they were just strung, you know, throughout the whole thing. And I looked at him. I said, I think this is a kit. I think this is something I can do. So my son and I, we bought a 16-foot womanized tie, stained it black, put a cap on it, sunk that in the ground in concrete. Then I ran a cable to tie everything together, and then I ran the lights. It was a whole weekend project, and I couldn't wait for darkness last Saturday night. And then finally when it got dark, we flipped on the lights, and it was so cool to just be sitting out there under the stars with our own little Edison lights, and it's really, you know, enhanced our patio. So happy birthday to my wife. That's your birthday present, and I hope that we have a lot of nice weather coming up so we can sit out there and enjoy it with our family and friends. It's currently 12:12, and we'll get right into the program here because there is a lot to talk about today. And I want to jump right into it with the four top email marketing trends. And a lot of people are arguing, and I'm going to be doing a presentation next week on social media marketing with the Crown Trophy store owners, and a lot of people are saying that email is dead. And I want to kind of put that at bay if we can. Trend number one, email still rocks. Now, according to a recent study by Marketing Sherpa, 7 in 10 consumers have made a purchase influenced by email marketing. And there's no denying that email is still very much alive and has a significant impact on purchasing decisions. Now, if you're still not convinced, McKinsey & Company found that email conversion rates are 3 times higher than social media, and the value of an email conversion is 17% higher than that of social media. So anybody who's thinking it's dead, you're mistaken. And then I want you to track your own purchases and see if you were influenced in any way by an ad that you may have received via email. Trend number two is mobile usability. Now, mobile email activity is not closing in on desktop usage, but it has already surpassed desktop usage. So consumers are getting more and more used to browsing on their smartphone or iPad to find the information that they need. Approximately 53% of emails are now opened on mobile devices. Only 3 years ago, that number was less than 20%. Now, in all fairness, the increasing use of phablets, which is one of those smartphones with a screen size between the standard smartphone and a tablet, may be slightly skewing the numbers of smartphone opens and interactions. But we need to eliminate the friction for our users to improve engagement. If there are too many barriers for the user, they are never going to engage. So, and I know at Crown Trophy, they just spent a lot of time and a lot of effort to make our website what they call mobile-friendly, and it's worked out very well. Trend number three is responsive design. Now, unfortunately, many designers focus too much on the coding and design concept of responsive design for email marketing. And this approach typically results in the simple restructuring of the size of images or text in the email that will be viewed differently depending on if someone is using a desktop or a mobile device. More importantly, email marketers need to be not only considering design structure, but how their consumers are using email. A mobile user walks into a coffee shop, and there's nothing worse than walking into your favorite coffee shop and realizing that, you know, there's a line of other zombie-like individuals waiting to get their morning Joe. But while you're waiting in line and trying to pass the time and ignoring your quickly approaching coffee-craving hysteria, what are you going to do? Well, like most people, you're going to open up some apps on your phone or play a game or something like that. Check an email. But like it or not, you're also going to check that email more frequently. And while waiting in a situation like the one that I just discussed at the coffee shop, you'll likely delete the emails that don't catch your attention. Mark some for discovery later, and forward or reply to those that are relevant to you. The likelihood that you'll see an email advertising at $350 Michael Kors black leather booties and pull out your credit card right then and there is highly unlikely, but you might bookmark it for later. Now, if a tablet user takes the same break, unlike their smartphone counterpart, tablet users are not traditionally on the go. So let's assume for a second that a tablet user has just kicked their feet up on the back porch with a cold adult beverage in hand and receives the same Michael Kors black leather booty email. The likelihood that that user, assuming, of course, that they really are coveting those booties, will make a direct purchase at that time, that frequency significantly increases. The most important thing to understand about responsive design is that people will do things differently and act differently with different devices. So it's almost like you have to market to the device that they're working with. And of course, trend number four, you want to make data actionable. Behavior gives us a lens into our audience's purchase intent. The major shift we are seeing is the idea that when you grab hold of a concept of focusing on an individual customer's behavior, it's not what you're trying to sell, but what each customer is looking for. Email marketers need to begin reacting in real time to individuals' behaviors. Email marketing automation is a tool that enables companies with the scale to achieve this objective. Sometimes broadcast email works. However, marketing teams may not always understand the negative repercussions of over-emailing and under-targeting. So there are two types of email marketing approaches. The first is what we call the traditional marketing, where it's all about the plan. The objective is to fill up the email marketing calendar with X number of emails either per day, per week, per month, and all email communications will be created and sent based on that calendar. Unfortunately, that approach is very what we call us-based. It has nothing to do with the needs of our customers. It's just pushing our message forward. Behavioral marketing is where this approach is all about the customer. In fact, think of yourself as acting like a great concierge to meet the needs of your customers. In addition to the calendar-based programs, your team can create 40-plus automated email programs that will go out 24/7, 365 to whomever based on a behavior or an event. The behavioral marketing approach requires automation to provide scale. Lauren used an example of a small company they were working with that used to send birthday emails manually to each and every customer. That is the definition of manual. There are quite a few low-hanging opportunities to integrate search and social with email marketing, including landing pages where you can build a dynamic email based on the search terms that consumers use to get to your landing page, lead scoring. If marketing automation is being used, begin incorporating keywords into lead scoring, and keywords can be scaled higher or lower based on what was used to drive the consumer to your website. And then keyword-driven email content, there's also an opportunity to incorporate the keywords used in search results to drive the content of your email campaign. So again, email marketing, not dead, still works, and still very highly effective. In my social media presentation next week, what I'm going to say to the folks there is that I'm predicting that within the next 5 to 10 years, there's going to be a massive shift of what type of marketing works, and the social is going to get more important, because when you look at the kids, and I don't know what generation we're on now, X, Y, or Z, all of them seem to be coming out of the birth canal with a cell phone attached to their hand, and they're always on it. They're always looking down at their hand. They're all probably suffering from tech neck, and they can't get away from it. But this is how they do things. They don't look at an encyclopedia. They probably don't know what one is because they have Wikipedia. They don't talk on their phone, but they will text, and they look up things. I can be at dinner, ask a question, and have an answer from my 18-year-old in 2 seconds. We were out one day, and I asked, what was the population of Alaska? And he said 780-some-odd thousand. He had that answer within a minute. So now we have to start marketing towards those kids, because as they become 18 to 20-year-olds, 25, 30-year-olds, start having kids, they're going to be the ones who are doing the buying, and they want to be doing it as fast as possible because they have to be satisfied and gratified as quickly as possible. And then that's when I think the social media marketing is going to take over the email marketing. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about making marketing personal. We'll be right back.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy. Glad to be with you every Thursday at this time. And wanted to remind you that this Saturday, July 18th, from 4 to 10 p.m., right on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey, it's back. Salsa Night is back with Ray Rodriguez and his Swing Sabroso, brought to you by ShopRite, Jake's, Unity Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare, PSI, Shout, and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. A good time, a great night. There'll be food, dancing, vendors, community events. It's all brought to you by the Hunterdon Hispanos of Hunterdon Helpline. And it's a fundraiser to support the programs and services of the Hunterdon Helpline. So if you're looking for a good time and a lot of fun, make your way over to Main Street in Flemington this Saturday for Salsa Night.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. We be taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, marketing is starting to get kind of personal, don't you think? How many times have you seen different emails land in your inbox that start out with something like, "Hey there," or "We think you're fabulous," or "We miss you"? Was it something we said? How many times have you read an email and found yourself saying, "Do I know this person?" Now, until you realize that it's not a person, it's an ad, there's been a noticeable shift in the way that many companies communicate with their consumers. The kind of language and tonality that was once reserved for talking amongst friends is now a staple of advertising. Social media promotions and even products themselves — have you shared a Coke lately with and put your name on the back of that can there? Personal pronouns, exclamation points, and intentionally loose grammar can now be found in brand messaging across industries and platforms. So just when did the corporate world start communicating so much more casually, and what does it mean for marketers? Well, you already know the answer. The internet has collapsed so many traditional hierarchies that it seems inevitable that companies would start using that kind of breezy conversational style that dominates social media. LOL. Language is power, and it always has been. Now it's just being wielded in different ways. Everyone knows that breaking through the clutter of inboxes and social media feeds is difficult. Sounding friendly can help establish an emotional connection, but calibrating the right tone can be a challenge. Now, adding to this challenge is the fact that a brand's editorial voice, even when it's seemingly informal, has to be defined well enough that teams of employees and agencies are able to churn out everything from tweets to long-form copy across a broad array of platforms in a very consistent tone, whether the communication is going to be proactive or reactive. With so many platforms and so much content to deliver, establishing a distinctive brand voice is more important than ever. And whether your brand voice is casual or serious, here are three key strategies to keep in mind as you develop and refine your brand voice for women consumers. First, demonstrate a point of view. What does your brand stand for? What does your brand stand against? Standing for something is a wonderful philosophy for any business, and it's especially effective for small ones. Now, if you develop a personality that invites women to connect with your brand based on a shared point of view or shared values, that's powerful. For inspiration, look at San Francisco-based Method, Inc., which produces the much-loved, high-designed, eco-friendly household cleaning products that people display in their homes, almost like artwork. Now, when Eric Ryan, the founder of Method, was interviewed for the book Why She Buys, he said, "Our cause at Method is getting a bunch of dirty things out of the world. We think of our brand as a movement. If you haven't done so already, imagine your brand as a movement and see where this idea takes you. Showcase the company you keep." Third-party credibility. The mainstay of traditional public relations is more relevant than ever. With the explosion of high-profile bloggers, subject matter experts, and YouTube celebrities across every vertical segment imaginable, there are countless voices in the mix who can sway people toward or away from your brand. How can you invite these voices into your brand in creative ways? Well, consider teaming up with influential people who have a point of view that's in sync with your brand values. For example, online furniture and houseware companies One Kings Lane has long showcased influential, quote, tastemakers on their site who offer inspiring tips related to interior design. Think about the people and brands that inspire you, and there's a good chance that those very people and brands will inspire your customers too. You also want to build a community. Building a community takes time, but the payoff can be substantial. Consider ModCloth, the online retailer that sells apparel, accessories, and decor with an indie vibe. Now, ModCloth has been admired for its ability to build a community. From the company's Be the Buyer program, where consumers can vote on their favorite designs to help bring them to market, to its robust style gallery, which invites customers to post photos of themselves wearing ModCloth looks, to the company's witty and whimsical names for its products. ModCloth has created a distinctive voice and strong community in one of the most crowded categories imaginable, women's fashion. Look outside your own industry for ideas and insights. The exercise just might lead you to a more refined brand voice and tonality that enables you to connect with women consumers more powerfully. It's currently 12:28. You're listening to Taking Care of Business. Got a great story coming up that I wanted to share with you, and so we're going to move the break up a little bit, get that out of the way, and when we come back, we're going to talk about why you should promote yourself like Amway. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Glad to be with you, and we're going to sit together for another half hour as we talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington, in beautiful Huntington County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Currently 73 degrees. It's a nice day out there. The sun is shining. The breeze is blowing. We're going to get up to about a high of 81 degrees and a low of 58 for tomorrow. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 83 and a low of 65. There is a chance of a passing late shower during the evening. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm throughout the day and evening with a high of 87 and a low of 69. And for Sunday, we're going to have periods of sun and thunder showers in the evening and a high of 91 degrees with a low of 70. So you're up to date on the weather forecast. Don't let it change any of your plans. I think it's going to be a good weekend. So get out there and enjoy yourself. Now, I talked about this next story before the break, why you should promote yourself like Amway. And Amway has probably been one of the companies that has been the butt of many jokes from late night comedians, even, you know, your friends may joke to you about Amway. And I'm not here pitching Amway in any way. But it's a company that inspires strong feelings, to say the least. And it's a very controversial company, but it can teach any entrepreneur a few lessons. Now, some see it as a ticket to personal freedom with a business model that gives them the ability to control their own time and income. Others see it as a pyramid scheme, or worse. And that's a debate that has more or less followed the organization since it was founded. But one thing you can't say about Amway, however, is that it's unprofitable. In 2012, it reported sales of $11.3 billion after experiencing 7 consecutive years of growth. Now, however you feel about the specific details of how Amway conducts its business model, it's hard to argue with the effectiveness of one central premise the company embodies. When it comes to sales and marketing, the Amway Corporation never goes it alone. Instead, it relies on an army of independent business owners who hit on the streets extolling the virtues of Amway's products and the organization itself. Rather than investing millions in advertising or sales staff, they use those dollars to give the worldwide team of solopreneurs that represent their brand the tools and training to be as successful as possible. And regardless of where you are in your career as a small business owner, you're probably struggling with your sales and marketing to some extent. You need more customers than you have now, and whether to cover next month's payroll, hit growth targets, or simply to maintain your current standard of living. But if you're like most entrepreneurs, you handle the bulk of your business development activity by yourself, in between everything else that it takes to run your company. Or maybe you've reached a level where you have hired salespeople in-house. And this approach has a lot of benefits if you happen to have found the right people at the right price with the right motivations. But as those business owners who have experienced the pain of losing a key member of an in-house sales team to a competitor can attest to, being dependent on those who don't have the same stake in your company as you do has its drawbacks. And that's why it pays to take a page out of Amway's playbook. Design, test, and document a sales process that can be used successfully over and over again. Create marketing materials and platforms that regularly drive leads, and then find the talented people who believe in your business and also want to create their own. Once you hand over the already proven processes and procedures, they'll stop at nothing to sell what you've created on your behalf. And remember, my number one rule in business, always, 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 always be promoting. Well, how about content marketing strategy? This is something I've talked about on the show many times, and people still question me, and they're like, I'm not sure I get content marketing strategy. And this is why those boys up at SAG, I want to bring them back in, or rather at Success Communications, I want to bring those guys back in to talk more about content marketing strategy. So Tom and Russ, it's time to, you know, gas up the Rambler and get your butts back over here and talk to us a little bit about content marketing strategy. But here are 7 great ways that you can improve your content marketing strategy. And it's time to focus on making, whether it's your blogging, your email marketing, your social media efforts, just cut through the noise. And that may sound difficult considering the competition and the massive amount of content flying around every day. But if you think just a bit outside of the box, you'll be on your way in improving your content marketing strategy in no time. Going to hit the pause button here for just a second. And, you know, that one sentence in there, the massive amount of content flying around every day. There is an app out there on the cell phones called Flipboard, and you can customize it to anything you want. Business, sales, marketing, personal development, sports, whatever you pick the topic, and it will load stories for you. And you just kind of swipe your thumb up, and there's the next story, and then you click on it, and you read it. Last night, what did I do? I had a meeting that ended. I got out of there around, 8:30, 8:45, something like that. Went home, started writing the show. I was finally done with the show at about 10:30. One thing I simply cannot do every day, I'm addicted. It's a weakness, and I don't know if there's an organization that can help me. But I have I need to find an NNA chapter, an NBC Nightly News Anonymous chapter, because I can't go to bed unless I watch NBC Nightly News. And this has been going on since I worked for NBC years ago, whether it was our news broadcast, Roger Mudd, Tom Brokaw, Brian Williams, and now Lester Holt. I just have to get my daily fix. It's set on my DVR. So last night I watched NBC Nightly News. A couple stories came up that I was interested in looking at. So then I went into my office, went on the computer, and next thing you know, it's 11:45, and I better get my butt to bed kind of thing. So the content, because it was just every time I clicked on something, I found something else that I was interested in, then something else. And this is what I'm talking about when I say the kids with their cell phones and their tablets and everything, they're just being inundated with information. So as it pertains to content marketing strategy, here are the 7 great ways to improve your content marketing. First, follow the 80-20 rule. Now, before you can begin rolling a content marketing strategy, you need to know exactly what kind of content to create and how to promote it. And this idea phase is kind of a big deal, too. Apply the Pareto principle, and you'll realize that an effective content marketing strategy relies on 80% of a successful idea and 20% in the execution. This means that you need to generate killer ideas from the get-go. But where do you get these ideas? They're essentially everywhere, as I just mentioned. They're in books, they're over coffee with a colleague or a mentor, in what's trending around the world, and even from the previous campaigns that you've run in other niches. Number 2, you want to get really visual. You've probably heard that visual imagery and videos are the big thing right now. After all, who doesn't enjoy a pretty picture or a hysterical video? But there's just a little bit more to using visual imagery. On top of compelling photos, have some fun and create memes, photobombs of employees having fun, or even before and after images. Other unique images would be cartoons, comics, and of course, infographics. If you want to include videos, then consider conducting interviews, capturing live events, or streaming and posting a presentation or a webinar. Besides capitalizing on imagery, you're providing your audience with a variety of content that they can take something away from. Keep in mind that it was discovered by marketing prof CMI that the brands who are effective at content marketing use 14 different ways in creating content. So offer a variety of content. Number 3, you're going to want to recycle. Believe it or not, there are multiple ways to recycle your content. For example, if you have a popular YouTube video, you could simply convert that content into an infographic for people to share on Facebook. You could also share a timeless blog over and over again on Twitter by grabbing the Revive Old Post plugin from WordPress. Another way to recycle content is by expanding on previous pieces of content that earned you a lot of traffic. For example, if you wrote a blog post about 10 things you don't know about pepperoni, then you could write a follow-up like 10 more things that you don't know about pepperoni. You want to follow, don't follow the pack. If everyone in your industry is busy creating and sharing the same content, then how do you expect to stand apart from the competition? Take a look around and see what's going on in your niche. If everyone is sharing pictures of kittens using their products, then make an informative infographic for your product. In other words, don't merely follow the pack. Do something different that makes you stand out. And remember what I always say, and this is when it comes to marketing, when it comes to even emails that you're writing to prospective clients. Somehow, you have to differentiate yourself from everyone else. So I always say, be different and be remembered. Number 5, you could also try a tactic called ticking everybody off. Now, this doesn't mean calling your customers names or bad-mouthing competitors. What it means is being able to create content that gets under their skin of the viewers. Remember the old, I think it was Comcast, when they had those stupid phone number commercials? I knew I wasn't going to ever subscribe to Comcast, but man, every time that came on, I couldn't wait to find the mute button. But it was powerful, and it was powerful because they got under my skin. So let's say you're in the financial industry. One idea would be to create an infographic or list that highlighted the worst financial scams within the last year. Another way to do this is by creating a common enemy. Remember that iconic 1984 from Apple commercial? It made PCs the enemy. Apple used the same tactic years later with the I Am a PC ad. Now, just as you would in a bar, however, stay away from politics, race, and religion, as they are topics which you will never win. And you can take a cue from Donald Trump and leave Mexico alone. That one's going to be all his. You also want to hire a copywriter. Now, just because you have a brilliant idea doesn't mean that you're going to be able to create incredible content. Copywriters do this for a living. They know how to write attention-grabbing headlines, press releases, ads, page descriptions, SEO, and content that establishes you as an industry leader. And until you've mastered the art of copywriting, it's probably in your best interest to hire a pro. In fact, check out HubSpot's list of 10 companies that totally nail copywriting to give you a better understanding of how important this is for your content marketing strategy. You also want to have plenty of tools in the shed. Now, throughout every stage of your content marketing strategy, you'll need lots of tools to develop, execute, share, and analyze your content. Now, here are some tools that may have gotten overlooked. There's UberSuggest, which helps with keyword suggestions for blog posts and PPC campaigns. Taluna creates surveys or polls so that you have data and feedback for future content. Trello helps keep you and your team organized. Followup.cc, this tool helps you to remember to follow up with loyal customers. How many of you are doing that? And FollowerWonk can assist you in finding influencers in your field. So there's just a couple of ways, of seven ways rather, that you can improve your content marketing strategy. And again, the invitation goes out to the boys up at Success to come back in and talk about that. And the trends in, I think one of the things I want to talk to those guys about is the trends in social media marketing and whether or not this is something that small businesses can do by themselves, or, you know, where we need to hire teams of people. But I think that one thing that I'm finding in social media and with a new app called Hootsuite, where I can load something on Hootsuite and then it goes out to all the social media platforms I want, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere. But I've created it once. It's not like I'm creating it four times over. When we come back, we're going to talk about the top 10 reasons that your brand needs to be on Facebook. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We're going to get the last break of the afternoon out of the way. And when we come back, like I said, top 10 reasons your brand needs to be on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Genia Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
Taking
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for the next 15 minutes, and then we'll put the rewind back on, and I'll get back to this busy, busy day that I'm having, emptying out, or partially emptying out, a warehouse of a competitor that we purchased. This is the fifth or sixth box truck load that we brought out of there. Brought my son up there today, and then at the end, we kind of looked back and said, we probably have another two or three to go. So we took care of that. I came back to the office, got people situated what they have to do. We have to wait for UPS and then finish some trophies, make a big delivery this afternoon. Then I got to quickly run home, turn in the U-Haul, and then go home, quick shower, put on the suit, and head over to New Brunswick, where I'll be speaking tonight on behalf of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And just this is a whirlwind. It just seemed like everything all happened to hit on the same day. And then on Monday, I'll be glad to be emceeing an event for the Resource Center of Somerset. That's the Abused Women's Shelter. And it's their annual golf outing. And then in the evening, I take over for a program and an auction and trying to raise more money for the women's shelter. And then, as I mentioned, next week, Thursday and Saturday, I'll be presenting at the Crown Trophy annual meeting. So a whole lot of presentations to be preparing. And I got a lot of work to do and a little time to do it. So this is that old the old Jerry Reed song, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. That's the way I feel. Well, a lot of people, when we talk about social media, a lot of people will argue, where are they in social media? Are you on Facebook? Are you in Instagram? Are you doing Reddit? What's the other one? Pinterest. You know, there's probably 40, 50 different social media pages that you can be involved in. But the question that has long dogged companies and corporations is whether or not your company, your brand, needs to be on Facebook. And if you're still waiting to be convinced of the value of Facebook for business, I got to ask, you know, or maybe you need to ask, is it really necessary? So now I have the 10 reasons that your brand needs to be on Facebook. And what I want you to do is listen to each argument and then decide for yourself. First of all, Facebook is still the most popular social media networking site for marketers. According to the Salesforce 2015 State of Marketing Report, Facebook is still the number one social media channel for marketers in 2015, with 80% of marketers currently using the platform. Not being on Facebook is akin to giving your competitors the golden ticket. Marketers also stated that Facebook is one of their top 10 most effective channels, with 73% saying it's very effective or effective for marketing purposes. Number two, Facebook continues to drive the largest share of social media referral traffic. Now, Facebook continues to dominate Pinterest, YouTube, and even Twitter in terms of its share or social media referrals. Now, while all social media sites drove 31.24% of all referral traffic on the web in December of 2014, Facebook alone drove nearly 25%. Still holding on to search as your main source of traffic? Link-building guru Eric Ward believes the importance of search traffic is overrated and that our traffic sources should now be much more diverse. At the end of the day, he says, there are a trillion websites. There are a billion search phrases, yet there are only 10 to 20 search results being fought over. That's a fool's game. The sites that thrive and survive will be the sites that find ways to create link profiles that provide them with traffic other than that from Google. Now, while Facebook shouldn't be your only source of traffic, not by a long shot, it can be an extremely valuable and predictable source of leads when used right. Number three, Facebook offers a unique opportunity for businesses who master the art of engaging content. Now, the organic reach of a Facebook page post is at an all-time low. While this may seem like bad news to most marketers, it presents an amazing opportunity to businesses who know how to truly engage their fans. It requires true strategy you need to conquer falling Facebook reach, which can be outlined in why your organic Facebook reach is failing and what to do about it. Great article that you can Google and find out more about that. And then finally, fourth, Facebook currently has 40 million active small business pages. Think about that for just a second. Facebook has 40 million active small business pages. Now, one train of thought is this: why should I want to compete with nearly 40 million other small businesses? Why not spend my time on other, more niche networks? While this is a valid point, I would argue that it's critical to maintain at least a basic presence on Facebook. Most consumers expect businesses to be active on a minimum of three social networking sites, and Facebook tops that list. Number five, one out of seven humans is on Facebook. According to the latest statistics, there are now 1.44 billion active users on Facebook. No other social networking site even comes close. And if you want to risk missing out on this segment of the market, do so at your own peril. Not sure I want 1.44 billion customers, but 1.43 I think I can handle. A majority of marketers are planning to increase their activities on Facebook in the coming year. This is the sixth option. While marketers already are making significant investments of time and money in the platform, an increase in Facebook marketing will only make the competition more fierce. Now, according to the 2015 Social Media Marketing Industry Report, 62% of marketers plan to increase their Facebook activities in 2015. So now is the time to get a foothold and begin building your audience or risk falling further behind. Number seven, Facebook has the highest conversion rates among social media e-commerce traffic. According to Shopify, Facebook leads other social media e-commerce traffic with an average conversion rate of 1.85%. Now, if you're going to be investing heavily in social media marketing, why not focus on a network that will drive the most conversions and sales? Number eight, Facebook dominates social sales. An average of 85% of orders coming from social media are from Facebook. Industries that tend to be the most successful on Facebook include photography, sports and recreation, pet supplies, drop shipping, and jewelry and watches. While the average order value from Facebook referrals can't beat Pinterest's $66.75, Facebook still comes in strong at an average of $55 per order. Number nine, the majority of consumers prefer to connect with brands on Facebook, and this is done by a wide margin. Consumers prefer to connect with brands on Facebook over other social networking sites, according to Edison Research's Social Habits Report. 76% of consumers want to connect with businesses on Facebook, compared to just 10% on Twitter and only 4% on Instagram. So meet your customers' expectations by having an active, searchable presence on Facebook. Number 10, nearly half of Americans say Facebook is their biggest influencer on purchasing decisions. Consumers are increasingly taking to Facebook to get opinions, feedback, and advice for product and service recommendations. According to this infographic from Search Engine Journal, 47% of Americans say Facebook is their number one influencer of purchasers, compared to just 24% in 2011. So now, what's the verdict? Is this sufficient evidence that Facebook is a necessity for business? Are you going to step up your game in light of the statistics that I've just outlined for you? I want to give you one more example, and this just happened within the last week. Got to remember how this all played out. I was at home, not this weekend, but the weekend prior. I was home, and my phone made a very odd ding. And so I looked at it, and all of a sudden this girl's picture shows up in the on the right-hand side of the phone. It says, you have an instant message from this woman, Brenda. So I click on her picture, and all of a sudden up comes this message. And basically it was Facebook messaging. And she goes, Jim, Tess gave me your name. I'm in a pickle here. We're having an alumni association meeting next week in West Virginia, and I don't have any t-shirts. We don't have the table throw. Our vendor dropped the ball. Can you help me? And this was a Saturday afternoon. So I text her back and say, yes, we can help you. You know, send me the particulars and, you know, I'll get working on this on Monday. So now about 10 Facebook messaging posts later, I know how many shirts they need, what sizes they need. I have the artwork and logo. And again, this is none of this has happened via email. This was strictly through Facebook messaging. Then I called her when I got in the office on Monday. We confirmed everything. We loaded all the files from Facebook over to our regular email account so we could use what we needed. We created the templates that we need for the shirts. We ordered the t-shirts. We waited for the transfers to come in, printed them, and we just shipped them out 2 days ago. They should arrive today at the hotel for the organization on Saturday. Now, the funny thing is that I'm friends with a lot of people that are going to this alumni meeting. So now all of a sudden people are saying, Jim, really appreciate you stepping up and helping us out with this. This is great. Send us catalogs, send me a business card, something like that. And this is, you know, from my college, the Football and Cheerleading Alumni Association. And now that net just got a whole lot bigger. A woman in Florida refers me to a woman in Ohio for an event in West Virginia. We contact vendors also in Ohio and in, I believe, Indiana, get all the material in, we make it all here in New Jersey, and then we ship it via UPS back to West Virginia. And it turns out to be like a $1,200 order that I wouldn't have had if I didn't have a business presence on Facebook. Now, there was something that Brenda said in this whole exercise that was like, everybody says I should use you for all our stuff. And I kind of hinted, like, what does that mean? And apparently, they order tons of stuff for the Alumni Association. There's tote bags, and there's hats, and there's shirts, and things like that. We bailed her out with the shirts, but she said, next year I'm coming to you for everything. So we'll be glad to help them out with that, and hopefully this could be a relationship that we can continue to have over the years. And who knows where it can go, because as we have more and more contact with these people, then hopefully it will grow into something more down the road. So we're getting close to the end of the show. Just want to remind you that next week I won't be here. We'll be at the Crown Trophy annual meeting, and that we will replay last week's show, which talked about what to do when you have a unsatisfied customer, how do you mend fractured relationships with customers, and then how do you train your staff to do the same when you're not there. One of the folks that listened to the show said that I made a great comment about how do you train your staff. And what I said was, a lot of times, all they have to do is listen to you, see how you deal with customers, and emulate you. You want your staff to kind of be just an extension of you. So if you're a person who's a pain in the butt, that's what your customer, that's what your staff is going to be. If you're someone who's customer-focused, that's what your staff will be. So as you're dealing with customers today and in the future, think about that. And then remember that all eyes are upon you, both your customers and your employees, to see how you would handle those situations. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won for the second time this season last weekend at the Quaker State 400 at the Kentucky Motor Speedway. And that's after a three-month layoff to heal from injuries to his legs at an Xfinity Series race in Daytona back in February. This week, the teams will load the haulers and head to Loudoun, New Hampshire for the New Hampshire 301. That'll take place on Sunday at 1:45 p.m. And in other NASCAR news, one of the nicest and funniest drivers in NASCAR history is retiring. Kenny Wallace has decided that at age 51, it's time to hang it up after the race on September 1st, saying he would like to spend more time with his wife and do more of his TV anchoring duties with NASCAR Race Hub and other programs. So we wish Kenny the very best. Great guy, very funny individual. And I've had a chance to meet him on a couple of occasions, and he's just one of the most genuine human beings you'll ever meet. In Major League Baseball, at the All-Star break, the Yankees, Royals, and Angels lead their divisions in the American League, while the Nationals, Cardinals, and Dodgers lead their divisions in the National. Mike Trout was named, New Jersey's Mike Trout was named the All-Star for, or the MVP for the All-Star game for the second year in a row. And in golf, Masters and U.S. Open champion Jordan Spieth honored a commitment made a year ago to play in the John Deere Classic last weekend, and then he won the event. Then he hustled out of town to Scotland to prepare for the British Open, which begins today. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today. And I always end the show with some great advice that I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. And maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon.